Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com or jbsba.com. Either one of those, the long one and the short one. We try to make it easy for you. And if you can only remember my name, put a .com on the end of that, and that will work too. And that'll take you to a little bit of small business heaven where you can subscribe to my free newsletter and you can check out our new blog, which is an audio blog. It's not just an audio blog, but it includes audio, and not too many blogs out there like that. So it's kind of just like everything else we do. It's not like anybody else, and I know you're not surprised at that. I hope you'll check that out. Give me your ideas on what you think about it. I'd appreciate any comments. The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business, is a book that that our friend and our guest this half hour co-authored, Don Cooper, who's America's networking guru and one of our top salesmanship experts. Heck, that kind of makes him a renaissance man, doesn't it? He's our good friend. Don Cooper, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Has anybody called you a renaissance man lately?
Not lately, no.
Well, it's about darn time, isn't it?
Not in at least a few months or so.
Well, I appreciate you being here because we like talking about salesmanship. You know, Don, this is such an important topic. The world is coming around to the idea that everybody is in selling. I remember, Don, back in the late 80s and the early 90s, banks finally realized that they weren't going to be able to sit inside their panel offices and wait on customers to come and see them. They had to create what they started calling a sales culture.
And more and more
nonprofits are realizing that they can't count on just dues to be successful. They've got to have what they call non-dues revenue. That means, and that comes from the marketplace, not from dues or not from the government. It comes from the marketplace. And when you have the marketplace, people have to sell, don't they?
Exactly.
So for somebody like you who's a sales trainer, that's like music to your ears, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I work with all kinds of companies, all kinds of associations, all kinds of groups, because you're right. Virtually everybody needs to do some selling in terms of what they do. You've got to have somebody out there going out and actively bringing in revenue.
And I'm going to make a bold statement, but this is based on quite a few years of experience. I'm going to say that over half of everybody who has salesperson or salesman on their card, sales representative on their business card for a small business, has never had any formal sales training. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I see that a lot. Yeah, I see a tremendous...
And more's the pity.
It is. It really is. Because sales is a skill. There aren't born salespeople. Anybody can learn to sell. And a big challenge for a lot of people is that they believe sell is a four-letter word.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to so many entrepreneurs, so many people starting businesses or people who are professionals, people like accountants or personal trainers or attorneys.
Dentists.
People that are professionals.
Architects.
Who don't believe they can or should sell. Because they think that selling is something inherently negative.
Mm-hmm.
They think that it is something underhanded, sleazy, rotten. And because of that attitude, they don't sell. And because of that, they don't get any business.
And the truth is, nothing happens. And I know, folks, you've heard me say this 1,000 times, but I'm going to say it 1,000 times more because it's not a cliche. It is the truth. Nothing happens until somebody makes a sale.
Right. And that's part of the attitude that anybody in business needs to have, that selling is important, selling is honorable, selling is a good thing.
Yeah.
As long as you do it right.
Well, and it's a wonderful way to make a living. Let's talk about what you call the role of attitude and expectation in selling. Why have you put those two together?
Well, they're related, although slightly different. Attitude is your overall approach to selling. It's the way you feel about selling. It's the way you feel about yourself, the way you feel about your product or your service. Expectation relates to what you expect to happen in a given situation. And those two things are very closely linked. because your attitude in part determines your expectations. And a lot of salespeople have too many negative attitudes.
So a lot of times sales training is focused on the customer, but these two words you're talking about, you really want to focus on the salesperson, don't you?
Absolutely. Because if we have any kind of negative attitudes, our customers will pick up on that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's critical that we have the right approach to our attitude as far as selling.
If would you say that the typical person, when left to their own devices, will create more impediment attitudes than attitudes that create opportunities and create that open up doors? What do you think is the natural tendency?
I think the natural tendency is to do that. We come up with lots of reasons why we can't do things.
Mm-hmm.
I find that the vast majority of people in business are ruled by fear, and that fear causes us to do things which are not in our best interest, not in our customer's best interest. And so the fear is the thing we've got to conquer. We've got to replace the fear with confidence. The average salesperson, the average business owner, makes their decisions based out of fear. Fear of mm-hmm. losing the sale, fear of coming on too strong, fear of being rejected.
Right.
Whereas the successful entrepreneur, the successful business person, the successful salesperson works out of an attitude of confidence. They know that their product or service is the best. They know that they are the best. They know that they're ethical. They know that they are working for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
They have an attitude of service.
And they know that there have been cases. They have cases once they've been around the block a couple of times. They know that there are cases that there are customers out there that absolutely could not have accomplished their goals had it not been for you.
Absolutely.
If had it not been for the salesperson, those are the people you got to keep in your mind when you look at a business and you make up your mind that they don't need what you have. You need to think about those people that couldn't do without you, don't you?
Absolutely. That's one of the roles that we have to understand that we play, is that part of our job is to make some kind of an impact on somebody else's life or business.
Right.
And if we understand what that is, that contributes to having a positive mental attitude
mm-hmm.
when it comes to selling.
Absolutely.
We need to recognize that we're doing somebody else a favor by helping them solve some kind of a problem in their life.
Well, you know, I don't even think I want to see what the world would look like without salespeople.
Precisely.
They're the most beautiful people in the world. They're warm, they're cuddly, they're huggable. Exactly.
You bet.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Don Cooper. We're going to talk about expectations right after these messages. It's 20 after. Here's Lindsey Buckingham to take us out.
Looking out for love.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Don Cooper is our guest, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. And Don, that book's available wherever books are sold, and they can also find you online. Tell us about that.
My website is www.doncooper.com.
All right. And
simple, straightforward.
It's exactly. Don Cooper, and it's, like Gary Cooper. When you see his picture, you'll see that he's, cut right out of the same mold as Gary Cooper. And,
oh, yeah, sure. You bet.
Don, would you say that other than, if everybody had the same training, that the only difference between being a successful salesperson and not is the attitude that you have?
If with the same training, well, yes and no. Because it still depends on your product and your service and your customers and your prospects.
But you know what, Don?
I've never been
cheaper, and I haven't always had the best product.
Uh-huh.
But I've pretty much always been successful selling.
Yeah, I think that's a really big part of the issue. The equation is the attitude and expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Because our expectations become self-fulfilling prophecies.
Right.
There is a tremendous amount of scientific research that has shown that what we believe to be true, we make true.
Hmm.
What we expect to happen, we make happen.
Hmm.
When teachers are told that certain students in their class are gifted while others are slow, by the end of the year, the gifted students outperform everybody else, while the slow students lag behind.
Even if the information they were given was totally erroneous.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even when there was no difference among.
That happened to me all through school.
Dog. Really?
Yeah. The teachers were all told that I was a problem. And so it turned out to be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It really helped.
And I was not I was a sweet kid, but they were told I was not, and it's, you know, it turned out to be self-fulfilling. Now I know what happened to me in school.
See, so it wasn't your fault.
That's right. That's why I've been saying that for years.
A little late now, but but there's a tremendous amount of scientific research that's been done in this field. It's all relatively recent, in the last 10 years or so, and it shows that our subconscious has a tremendous amount of power to affect the outcomes of what we're doing. So if we go into a sales situation and we expect our customer not to buy, odds are they won't buy.
Mm-hmm.
Not because the product isn't good, not because we didn't make a good case, not because, you know, it's not a good fit, but because we very subtly encouraged them not to buy.
Do we? You know, another thing, Don, I think happens, that I think this prevents us from going in sometimes.
Absolutely.
Is we have too much of a, do we have too great an expectation, or we put that kind of an expectation on ourselves. For example, it's not reasonable to believe that everybody's going to buy from you when you walk in to see them, when you go to see them, or when you call them, or when you send them something. And so if you say to yourself that, if you have the expectation that whoever you talk to has to buy from you, then you start talking yourself out of it. And I think you should have the expectation that one day, if not today, one day, this person will buy from me. What do you think about that?
Well, it varies. It's interesting because what we expect often happens. And if we expect people to buy, more often than not, they will buy. And if we expect them not to buy now, they very often won't buy now.
Well, of course, I didn't say that they wouldn't, but I just,
right.
You know, but my point is that sometimes, you know, you have to be realistic and say, you know, if I'm going to close for something today, I'm going to close for an order or the ability to come back.
Well, that's the irony, is that the top salespeople, the top business people have what we might consider unrealistic expectations.
Mm-hmm.
For them, though, they're realistic because they believe so strongly in their product, their service, their company.
That is a rare individual, and those people. If the guy is, as I heard a lady say this week, if a guy looks like he weighs 200 pounds, he's really 100 pounds a person with 100 pounds of hide.
Uh huh.
Tough hide.
Yeah. Yeah, those people outperform everybody else because they believe so strongly. They have so much confidence. They expect mm-hmm. their customer to buy, and expect them to buy now because they know they have the best product with the best warranty.
They're totally surprised
the
if they don't sell.
Yeah, they really are. And when they don't make the sale, they look at what's the reason they didn't, and they come back and try again
mm-hmm.
because they figure the person's going to buy at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever we decide is realistic is what will become realistic for us. So if we say, well, you know, probably 10% of everybody I talk to will buy, that's what will happen. But if you say 50% of people I talk to are going to buy, then that's
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen.
Just
because
like in the school situation.
Yeah,
how do we
expectations define our performance.
How do we create a positive expectation? I got 30 seconds.
Well, it's critical to look at all the reasons why somebody should buy your product or service. You have to sort of make the case to yourself that what you're selling is great. And it helps to look at all the real benefits of your product or service.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to look at all the case studies of your customers. How have you helped people?
Mm-hmm.
Why is your
product
so good?
That's the big one, I think. I think that's the biggie.
Yeah. Why are you so important? Why is your product so good?
This was very helpful to somebody. I want to find more people like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because the more you believe in your product and yourself, the more you're going to have that expectation that other people are going to also buy.
Don, give us your website one more time.
www.doncooper.com.
Don, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure, Jim. Thanks.
Don Cooper, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. We got a lot more to talk to him about. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Peter Meyer. We're going to talk about selling to businesses, B2B. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot, a couple of other really good businesses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.